We now turn to the more mundane work that we do in this organization. This is the part of the business meeting. Now, I would like to dispense with the minutes. I promise there was a minutes I had to write up last year of our business meeting, which was the elections that we held and all that kind of stuff, because, as Susie will about to tell you, we had to open up a new bank account. We got fed up with the one that we had, and so with the approval of the president, the treasurer hunted up another bank. We found it. How many of you guys have tried to open up a bank account for a federation chapter? It's really a tough deal.
Oh, yeah.
And so they wanted certain documents which I didn't have. So I produced them. And so we're okay. And so I'd like it. The minutes of the meeting are essentially that we had elections last year. I filed them away, and that I was elected president, and Steve Jacobson was elected the first vice president, and Mike Freeman was elected secretary, and Susie was elected treasurer. We have on the board Brian Burrow, Lloyd Rasmussen, and D. Curtis Willoughby on our board of directors. Now, we will not have elections this year because this is an odd-numbered year, but we do have elections next year. We have a constitution in the National Federation of the Blind and Computer Science, and I will say for those of you who care about such things, sometimes people do, sometimes they don't, that if you will write to me, I will be glad to deliver to you a constitution if that matters to you at all. It's a good constitution, I think. It's model language, and it basically is the framework that we operate from, and so I don't want to be accused of denying anybody a constitution if that's what they want to have. So I would like to dispense with the minutes, if that's okay with you. Anybody who wants them from last year, which was a long time ago, you can contact me and I'll send them to you.
Accept the minutes as unread.
Nancy Kaufman moves to dispense with the minutes, and that if somebody wants them, the president will deliver them to them, and has been seconded. Any discussion of the motion?
Brian Burrow. So, just for the sake of form and asking questions, can we presume that you will write up the minutes from this meeting?
Yes.
And next year we won't read them, but at least we'll only be 1 year behind.
What I'm going to do. I will write up the minutes for this, or have them written, because I may not do it, and I will get them out to the people whose names we've captured because you paid your money, and that will constitute how we distribute, because I know folks don't want to hear the minutes. Now, the other thing we're going to do, of course, is this. We've started this tradition now. Digital technology is kind of wonderful this way. We have been recording this. We recorded last year's meeting, and most of... I almost hate to say this, but last year we recorded our meeting, and every one of the presentations that happened last year is available through NFBNet. You know, we have an FTP thing up there, and you can get the audio files. But the one file that we were not at liberty to disclose was the very one which I thought should have been disclosed, which was the Windows Vista presentation by the Microsoft Director of Accessibility. And I tried on a couple of occasions to gently and maybe not so gently ask him to please give me the approval to distribute those, and he has not yet done it. And every time I cornered him in person, he would apologize for not getting back to me and assure me that he certainly would. But as you see, it's now a year later, and he most certainly has not. That ought to tell you something about Microsoft, which you might want to keep in mind as we move forward. But I've told everybody this year that we're recording, and unless somebody comes to me and says, please don't distribute, these are going out. So those of you who are presenters, be aware that your words are now going to go somewhere, and I hope you didn't say anything that you might regret later. But I think I gave you fair warning. Yes, everybody knew we were recording at the beginning. Did I not say so?
Yeah.
Please attest to this. So the minutes will show that the crowd attests to the fact that we all knew we were recording at the beginning of the meeting. Okay. But I think now what I would like to do is to at least let us hear from the treasurer first to tell us what our finances are, and then we'll go forward from there. So, Susie, here's your mic. right there.
We have $559.60.
Tell us where we are banking and what you had to do.
We're banking at U.S. Bank. It's right down the street from Curtis, and it's a couple of blocks or three or four from my house. And I went in thinking this was going to be a simple project. I went to one bank, and you had to keep $2,500 in there, or they'd charge you $20 a month. It was awful. So then I found this bank that would do this, U.S. Bank, and it was not even simple to set up an account because I had to give him the EIN number and everything, give her as it was, and then Curtis had to write minutes and send them and fax them, and it was a mess. It took several weeks just to open up an account. So it's getting more and more difficult with this identity stuff to set up accounts. But now we're at U.S. Bank, and Curtis gets on and looks at our balance, and I never get on.
You're going to.
Okay, I will. I will get on.
Yeah.
I have another account there myself, so I think I'll get on there, and things are a little different now. I will be doing things in different ways than I've done them for the last 32 years. I think there'll be a whole lot less sighted assistance at my house. So, anyway, that's our balance.
$559.60.
Right.
Do I hear a motion to approve the Treasurer's Report?
Move.
And second to approve the Treasurer's Report. All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Nope. Thank you. Now, let's talk about work.
Work.
Thank you, Susie.
You're welcome.
Susie. Thank you. Oh, yes. Our thanks to Susie. It occurred to me that the leadership of the National Federation of the Blind Computer Science is one which is shuffling slowly but inevitably toward extinction. That's a hard...
We're not getting older. We're getting more mature.
More mature.
Yes.
Yes, we are. But it occurred to me that the backgrounds of the people who are sitting on our board is largely focused on technologies which are kindly referred to as legacy technologies. And some of us, including me, I mean, one of the reasons I think we had great success with the bank was because I have obtained certain skills now as a government bureaucrat, which I didn't have before. Running rehabilitation programs and all that stuff in the state government, you know. So I see some people in here, some nice, fresh, young faces and some people who haven't been with us before. And I hope that we collected your name and your email address
because we're about to be on the board.
Because I am about to try to bushwhack you and to try to get you to be my friend and to try to be your friend and to see if we can't work together to try to make things move forward. I'd like the work that we do to be of interest to you. I'm not trying to, you know, make you feel guilty or anything. But I do want more people to help participate in the work that we do and also to make suggestions about things they think that I should do. Because without those suggestions and focuses, I, for example, go to people every January and I say, you know, for example, Google accessibility has been a sort of an issue with me because we all know that when it got started, there were some bumps in the road, and there still are. I've been trying some now to get more of a line into the Google organization to see if there's people we can talk to who would do the right thing without just doing it, but maybe talk to us a little bit about it first so that we can let them know for sure that they're doing the right thing. And if they're about to make a really bad mistake, to hopefully catch them before they do it so they won't make that mistake. Right, and Google is big. They're pervasive. They're everywhere. We use them a lot. And there are some things that they do that are great, and some things that they do are absolutely astonishing and, you know, crazy. I've also recognized that the focus of this organization has drifted some from the professional IT world, which is where I came from when I first became president, and which is where a lot of our charter members came from when this organization was first formed. And I know, with all due respect to those of you who do other things besides professional IT, I don't want to, this organization has broadened its focus. We're not just a group now of, you know, geeky programmers who work on mainframes anymore. That's not what we do. Some of us are technology trainers. Some of us are programmers in our own right. Some of us are, dare I say it, information technology executives. Some of us are just high-end computer users who have a great interest in issues of accessibility. And I want to find a place in this organization for all of us, not just one. And so I try to build these meetings to try to have a broader focus. And so those of you who are, and lately in the last couple of years, I noticed that I was weak on the IT side. So those of you who work as programmers or systems people, I'm coming after you. I want your thinking. I want your help to come up with interesting things that we ought to do to share information with each other. I want your help to talk about the current day programming and system analysis techniques that people who use newer technologies use. I want to hear from people who are going to college majoring in IT. I want to hear from people who've got their MCSE and other Microsoft certifications or A+, whatever it is that you've got. Because I want to find one thing I want to do, for example, is to have stuff written about how now does a blind person survive in school when you're going to learn some stuff in information technology. What's different now than when I went to school? When I went to school, I used punch cards, right? You don't do that anymore. Some of you may not even know what a punch card is, right?
It's not like Braille paper.
Now they have object-oriented programming, and they have, you know, and there are some, by the way, high-end blind computer programmers who tell me that they say, why are you so concerned about graphical programming? Because there's an awful, awful, awful lot of computer programming that has nothing to do with the user interface. It has very much more to do with making decisions and processing data and manipulating information. Those of you programmers, would you say that's true?
No, not totally.
Not totally.
Not majorly.
Not majorly? Are you telling me that I'm wrong here, that I should be okay? Well, good. It's nice to know.
Because UML design tools?
Yeah.
And
Who's this?
Lewis Marks.
Oh, Lewis. Yes, okay. I remember you from last
UML
year.
UML design tools and also graphical user interfaces used especially in Linux by commercial science products.
Okay.
Well, but even as a programmer, right, a lot of programming that goes on these days isn't you in a text editor writing code. It's you in a GUI building models.
Right. Building models. So you're saying that even when you're manipulating data, which has nothing to do with graphics, it's the tools that you're using that are more graphical?
Yes. Yes.
All right, so
yes.
Good.
Yes.
This is helpful for me to know.
Can you say something?
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah.
Okay, Susie here wants to make a comment.
Where are you? I have been totally shelved into legacy programming. Programming is done sort of by groups now. And they have all these charts that are 8 feet high and 4 feet wide up on the walls. So programming isn't like what it used to be where you got told, I want a report of this, I want you to update this file. Everybody's doing a tiny, tiny piece of something.
But all right.
All has to be connected. Okay.
And there's Gary Wunder out there. He's been employed in information technology for an awful long time, and he's struggling with the same thing I know that Steve Jacobson is struggling with. I'm not struggling with it because I have flunkies.
You evolved.
I let them take care of stuff like that, or I get a bunch of bio interface devices in my office and I get that done. But not all of us have that luxury. So what I want, I think, somewhat during the course of the year is I'm going to come after you and maybe ask you to write something about how it is that you do what it is that you do, or write to me about the concerns that you have so that we can share with each other. This is what I want to do. I want to set up a way that we can communicate. I don't like the NFBCS mailing list for this purpose. That is too, the signal-to-noise ratio is too much noise and not enough signal. Although I want to keep that mailing list going. I want to find a better way to do it. I want to find a better way for us to dialogue with each other to get at some of these issues. So just a warning. Brian.
So I want to ask the question of the crowd. I have not spent a lot of time talking. Most people know me as the Unix person. alongside Curtis Willoughby. But one of the things I haven't spent a lot of time talking about with folks, and I wonder if you will find it interesting for me to read the writer article that he was talking about here about doing networking, wide area networking, which is something that I spend all of my time doing, and if people would find how I do that interesting.
So you're asking, would people find articles or discussions of wide area networking interesting? I would. I say yes, absolutely.
I would.
And I sort of gave Curtis Willoughby a task. I said to Curtis, you know what, I noticed, and he sort of churlishly ignored me, I noticed, but I said to him the other day, I said, now, Curtis, I noticed that you know a lot about the text-only part of Linux. What do you know about the graphical part, the GNOME desktop, the Orca program, and all of that kind of stuff? And he says, you know anything about it? Well, you know what? I'm keenly interested in that part of it. I want to find somebody who can write to me and give me sort of a status report or something about what's going on with Linux and the GNOME desktop, the speech synthesizers and Braille display support and all that kind of stuff. Because while those of us who are so-called average people out there are using Windows, the utility of Linux is growing, and that's something we're going to have to look at. And by the way, dare I also say that I'm interested in real-world experiences with the Mac as a utility that we can really use, because that's a factor that we have to look at also, right?
Willoughby? I would point out, with all due respect, Mr. President, that if you're keenly interested in that stuff, why don't you go study it and learn about it?
Good point.
Barbara?
I'll do it in my sleep. Jim?
I heard that.
The reason Curtis decided he has Splunky is to do that for him, right?
Yes.
And I would volunteer to be one of those Splunkies. I did a speech, I guess 2 years ago now, about the Linux screen readers, and we'd be happy to write up some more about it. I mean, the bottom line is that they're still
primitive.
Fairly primitive,
yeah.
But if you want to know how primitive, I would be happy to tell you.
Oh, wonderful. No, Jim, that would be absolutely marvelous.
The text-based ones are pretty good.
That's not what he's talking about.
That's not what I'm talking about. I know that we all know and love the text-based ones, although I suspect, how many people in this room never heard of DOS before? No, I'm serious. The younger people how many have never experienced DOS? Oh, so everybody in this room has experienced DOS? That's quite astonishing.
I haven't.
You have not?
Oh.
Okay, so some of you people have, but very small minority have not. What is DOS? The disk operating system, command line prompts, that kind of stuff. Okay. All right, but I the people who I talk to who don't come to these meetings, the younger ones, they don't know anything about DOS. They don't know anything about command line prompts. They don't care to know about that, and they exhibit a facility with this GUI stuff that is encouraging for me on the one hand and discouraging on the other. So that's what I'm going to do, and I hope all of you who are at least interested in computer stuff have gotten your money and your email address, because I am going to work harder to try to stimulate more of these kinds of discussions throughout the course of the year as, by the way, a foundation to try to figure out if we can't be a better force for helping, for example, how do we solve the CAPTCHA problem in a way that satisfies everybody. Do we have an answer for that? I don't think we do. Who seeks the floor?
Liz Campbell.
Liz?
Hi. I've been late, so if this has been brought up already, I apologize. But what I wanted to find out is, I think it would be neat to share information on some of the how-tos of what we're doing on the Internet now, such as what is RSS? How does it benefit us? How does it work? What are some good readers to use? What about the best way to use iTunes? Because all of that, we need to really get as much as possible into mainstream. Maybe that's where, Dr. Maurer can talk to him with the emphasis on looking at possible legal.
Well, it's more sharing. For example, some people come to me and they say, boy, the Internet's really hard to use. I mean, they do. They say that. And sometimes when they tell you that, you look at the site they're trying to use, and if you're kind of an advanced user, you say, oh, I don't know, that didn't look too hard. And because what happened was that somebody didn't teach them one little command. maybe, sometimes, you find this to be true. Somebody didn't teach them, for example, about searching the web page or looking for headers or something really simple. That we run into a lot of that kind of stuff. And so, Liz, your point is very well taken. And frankly, since you're representing that end of the community, what I'd like to get from you are questions that you could send to me and say, I would like to know these things.
Okay.
And, you know, I would like to know what people have learned, figured out about iTunes. I would like to know what RSS means and whether it's... I'll tell you what I want to know. I want to know if anybody's ever got speech technology to work really well with online chat, and if you have, if you'd be willing to write up something about the strategies you use to make it work.
Which kind of online chat?
I might say something about that.
I'm talking about like text chatting, not so much sitting and talking to your buddies on Skype.
The guys on Linux don't have any trouble with it at all.
No.
Yeah.
Well, look, and I use that with my coworker all the time, but it works well.
And I know that we at the Department of the Blind have written tutorials on chat, so. This gives us a foundation for what I'm about to come to you with as people who are members of this organization. As I say, I hope you paid your money. I'm going to collect up all these names, and I'm going to start something. So can we move on to the next thing?
Brad Hodges. Mr. Chong, two things. I am now off in Huntington, West Virginia, working at AFB Tech. I write for Access World and Liz. I will take your articles to our committee or your ideas to our committee next week. We're always looking for articles to write which represent the whole range of technical sophistication. And if anybody has other ideas, please email me. Also, this evening, we are hosting, AFB is hosting a reception in M301 and 302 at 6:30. And we would be very interested in chatting with folks about any ideas or input you have regarding Section 508. This is alluded to throughout the day, and both Curtis and I are serving on the committee that has responsibility to inform the Access Board about changes which would be appropriate. And so if you care to comment and provide information, experiences, we would be happy to chat with you and take that information down so that it can become part of the process. Thanks, Curtis.
And Taylor. To address this problem, we have thought about this, and there's so much information out there now related to not only Vista and other mobile devices and so on and so forth. New technologies come out. We have built an area on our website at nfb.org under product and technology. You will find tech tips. And these tech tips will be a specific task of how to do certain things, and we'll continue to build. Now we have Window Eyes and Vista up there just to get your feet wet in Vista, and we have a couple other things from Dolphin. So keep an eye on that, and if you want to submit a tech tip, and I try to limit it to just a couple pages, that's not more than that.
I think they're braille pages.
Step by step, how to do specific tasks. You can email me at ataylor@nfb.org. Also, the tech tips will not be put up there unless it's verified by the Access Technology team that it will work. Thank you.
Ann Taylor says, ataylor@nfb.org is where you can submit tech tips, and there already are some tech tips on www.nfb.org under the, what, technology section?
Technology section, yeah.
Okay.
This is Shailesh from DQI.
Shailesh?
I have a comment basically about CAPTCHA. I mean, on an internet-only bank site that I use, the login process, they don't really use a CAPTCHA, but they make you enter your PIN. They display the alphabets and in random order, and the alphabets correspond to numbers. That's one way of perhaps not using a CAPTCHA to make people log in a way that...
So Shailesh says that his bank has you click on randomly displayed letters, and that's how you enter your PIN.
Yes, when they implemented it, those... alphabets were, you could only click with a mouse and a rope to them and all that. Now it's actually I can read it and enter it to the keyboard. I can enter it and edit it.
So the hacker in me already is looking at ways to break through this. Not that I want your bank to stop doing it, you understand, but I'm thinking if they have a beautifully alt tag, you know, even if it's random, you can still see what the letter is and what the number is and all of that. And I don't want to just get Barber.
I know you want to move on, but I can't keep quiet. Two things. First of all, I'm wondering if we want to, in fact, expand our sort of direction to include things like wireless devices, phones, PDAs, and stuff like that. If we want to sort of be focused in that direction and start looking at things there. And so I'm wondering, I mean, is that something that people are interested in? Because I think it's a whole new area that
we should have. We expand to wireless and phones and PDAs? Yes.
Yeah.
The answer is yes, we should. Yeah. They're impacting us.
And then the other question is, that's it.
Oh, okay. Yeah, what a build-up for the second question. Okay. Thank you.